Insomnia Radio New York, number 2. I'm paranoid that I might be paranoid.
Coming at you from the city that never sleeps, bringing you the best music from the five boroughs and beyond. This is Insomnia Radio, New York. And now your resident guide to all things awesome, Ren Tyler.
Prepare to be blown away. Ruby may have shot the killer, but the spies blow me away. That song is rock and roll perfection. I love everything about it. The hooks, the riffs, the lyrics, and the vocals. There's a certain twisty kind of desperation to just, I can't really explain it, but it gets to me every time. Now, those of you who listen to Jason's flagship Insomnia Radio program might recognize this song from episode 86. Within the first 5 minutes of hearing that song, I was scurrying like crazy, trying to learn anything and everything about that band, whom I mentioned is the Spies, because I was so hoping they were from New York. And when I discovered they were, I swear I thought I was gonna pee with happiness. But it turns out that even though I was damp down there, it wasn't from pee. I just... that song... That song, which, by the way, is called Ruby, after Jack Ruby, who killed the killer of JFK, being Lee Harvey Oswald. And that ends the history segment of our program. So what has me really excited is that, according to Jonathan, their manager, who happens to also be a very nice fellow, the Spies are busy recording their first EP, which will hopefully be completed by the end of the month. And there is also talk about them playing some shows, which is great. I am so there when they play. Now, there is one thing that he also mentioned that I'm less than pleased about. That would be that the band is considering re-recording Ruby. Now, I feel that would be a complete and utter waste of time, money, and effort. So, I would just like to state for the record, do not, I repeat, do not touch Ruby. It's flawless as it is. Love it, love it, love it. One of the best rock songs ever. Also, Jason would like it added that you really shouldn't fiddle with Domino either, because he thinks it's all kinds of amazing, and he'll be quite peeved if you do anything to tamper with it. And that is the word on high from Insomnia Radio. So if you seriously dig this song, and honestly, I have no idea why you wouldn't, by all means, send the Spies some love over at their MySpace page, which is myspace.com/thespies. They also have an official site that is currently under construction, but they're planning some really awesome things, and you can find that at thespies.net. So when you've been around as long as Grand Mal's Bill Whitton, you learn a few things, like how to make a brilliant album recorded almost entirely in your apartment. Love is the Best Con in Town is Grand Mal's fifth album, and it is the first one to not be produced by Dave Fridman, although he did master it. And this time around, Bill is joined by some great company, including members of Hopewell, the Silent League, the Adam Green Band, the Fame, Mason Dixon, and a whole bunch of other people, including Parker Kindred, who plays drums this time around, as he has on previous Grand Mal albums. But otherwise, Bill Whitton is effectively Grand Mal. He has recently put together a new live band, and I had an opportunity to see them play at Midway last week, and they were phenomenal. Bill said he didn't think it was a very good show because they hadn't really played out, it was a new lineup, but if that wasn't a very good show, I can't even begin to comprehend how mind-blowing a good show would be. So what I find really interesting about the way Bill approaches writing an album is that he bases the general sound on his favorite song from the album prior. So, for example, the album Bad Timing was more or less based on the song Out on Bail from the record Maledictions, whereas Love is the Best Con in Town is cut from the same musical cloth as Disaster Film from Bad Timing. So I had some difficulty determining which song to play, and finally I settled on People Change, Maybe They Don't, and I asked Bill if he had any background story he could relate to me regarding the song, and he basically said that he thought maybe it was about a serial killer who was reincarnated and he can't escape who he really is. Or perhaps it's about a guy who broke up with a girl only to wake up with her doppelganger. What I do know for certain is that This is one of my favorite albums of 2006, and I seriously dig this song, and I hope that you do too.
If your interest is piqued, you can check out grandmal.com or myspace.com/grandmal.
So, without further ado, I give you Grand Mal, and people change, maybe they don't.
To check out our calendar of live events, get show notes, and much more by visiting our site, newyork.insomniaradio.net.
Carry on. they coming for me? Are they coming? Are they coming for me? Are they coming? Watch the bombs are flying. Watch the bombs are flying. Watch the bombs are flying. Watch the bombs are falling. Watch the bombs are falling. Down, they're falling. Down, they're falling down. Are they coming for me? Are they coming? Are they coming for me? Are they coming? Are they coming for me? Are they coming?
My favorite song by Brooklyn's The Silent League, proving that Jason Russo isn't the only talented member of his family. The Silent League is fronted by his younger brother Justin, who once upon a time was a member of Hopewell back during their Curved Glass days, as well as a touring member of Mercury Rev, just like his elder brother, who happens to be the frontman of Hopewell. So, not only is the song beautiful, but the video for it is absolutely gorgeous. It has this old-style glamour to it, a sort of pseudo-art deco feel that's just absolutely lovely. And you can check it out at their site, www.silentleague.com. And if you're interested in other stuff, of course, you can also check out their MySpace page, which is myspace.com/silentleague. Now, they are currently in the process of recording a new album. And in the meantime, you can pick up a copy of their critically acclaimed debut, The Orchestra Sadly Has Refused. Before that, I played another band from Brooklyn, this one called Fires, and I played their song Bombs, which is part of their 3-song EP that you can download for free from their site, which is www.firesmusic.com. There really isn't too much at their MySpace page, but that address would be myspace.com/firesband. So what they have to say about this song is that it harkens back to their punkier days, but with some serious Swerve Driver influences. Basically, really fuzzy guitars with an almost wispy harmonized vocal. The band goes on to say that this will be your favorite song that you beg them to play when you see them live. And speaking about seeing them play live, they will be doing so on June 17th at Galapagos, which is located in Williamsburg. The address is 70 North 6th Street between Kent and Wythe. It is an evening of live bands and talented DJs hosted by www.crashinin.com, starting at 10 and going until 4 in the morning. And Fires is scheduled to go on around 10:30, apparently. So there you go.
Hey gang, this is Jason from Insomnia Radio.
All right, that's my first gripe. Jason Evangelo, host of Insomnia Radio, leader of the podcast revolution, 6,000 listeners featured on blah, 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 and I'm part of his gang. Give me a break. We are devoted fans to the music, to the hosting, to the help he gives freely to anyone trying to get into his business and the bands that sustain it. And not a single promo produced to this date. I'm not going to take it anymore. We are cutting edge, and so is Insomnia Radio. Get connected. It's insomniaradio.net.
Speaking of cutting edge, Superfortress definitely qualifies. Why is that? Well, we'll get to that in a moment, but first, I want to thank you, my darling, darling rocklings, for joining me this week, and I'd like to invite you to join me again next week, where I bring you more kinds of all kinds of awesome. Like Superfortress, which is the brainchild of Japanese musician Nao, who spent his formative years on the streets of Tokyo's Shibuya district, just sucking up and absorbing all the amazing creativity that the area had to offer. And about 10 or so years ago, he moved to the equally creative Lower East Side and holed himself up in a co-op on Avenue C, where he painstakingly pieced together what has come to be known as his Super Fortress. His sound lives up to the name in that it is an audio assault that'll thoroughly, thoroughly rock you. So much so that the song I'm about to play, which is called Lookin' G Now, is so fantastic that not only is it deserving to close the show, but it's so worthy of opening it. The entire self-titled debut is so worth your time and your money, and you can find it through Amazon.com or CDBaby.com or even through the iTunes store. And if you're curious as to what else Superfortress has in its musical arsenal, you can go to www.nowsuper.com, and that is spelled N-A-O-S-U-P-E-R, because his name's Nao, which is Japanese, and they spell it that way when they romanize it. So there you have it. Or you can also do a little reconnaissance at the MySpace page, which is myspace.com/superfortress. So, gear up, kiddies. We're about to take off.
This has been a production of Indie Music Project and Insomnia Radio. Make sure to check out our site at newyork.insomniaradio.net.